Every spring, my parents used to go on a trip to the Gulf Coast with their close friends. I guess they were trying to get away from raising three wild and crazy boys who were in those early years of life. Before they left, they would assign Mrs. Mack, who was a grandmother, to watch over us while they were away. And they would sit us down on a couch and tell us this is how it's going to be. They said, Mrs. Mack is the boss. You have to listen to her commands at all times. And if you don't, there's going to be hell to pay. So imagine as young boys with those instructions, and a little older lady, the temptations that run into your mind. You're thinking about, well, I'm going to procrastinate before I don't have to go to bed. I might pass on some of that homework, and I'm really going to attack the snacks and raid the pantry. In John's gospel today, Jesus gives the apostles and us the instructions at the Last Supper before his crucifixion the next day. He tells us that we must keep his two commandments, and if we do so, the Holy Spirit will be within us to guide us in all of our thoughts, in all of our words, and in all of our actions. And by way of background for today's homily, John's gospel, chapters 13 through 17, describe many last instructions given by Jesus to the apostles at his Last Supper with them before his crucifixion. Our Lord was preparing them for a future life without him on earth, for their role in starting the church from scratch. At this supper, he told them about the betrayal by Judas, that Peter would deny him three times, that heaven was a real place, the parable of the vine and the branches, and that all the apostles would be subject to hatred for standing up for his values. In today's gospel from John, we learn about more instructions that Jesus gave at the Last Supper. He tells them the requirement to truly love him. He says, we must keep his commandments. During his public ministry, Jesus spoke about these two commandments to live by. Both of them refer generally to the Ten Commandments given by God to Moses on Mount Sinai. The first of them from Jesus is from Matthew chapter 22, verse 37, where he says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. So what does this really mean, this commandment? It means we must always do his will and never our will, have a total commitment to him with no earthly distractions of temptation, selfishness, fear, or stress. We must love him above everyone and everything. Our Savior must be the way of life for how we conduct ourselves. The second commandment from the teacher comes from Matthew chapter 22, verse 39, which is this: love your neighbor as yourself. So what does this really mean? The Savior further explains in John chapter 13, verse 34. He says, love one another as I have loved you, so you should also love one another. Now, to fulfill this command requires us to be selfless and not selfish, and more concerned with the needs and wishes of others rather than of ourselves. And our Lord gives us a great example of what being selfless truly means. One day during his public ministry, Jesus was traveling to Jerusalem with the apostles James and John. And they told Jesus they wanted to sit next to him in heaven, one on either side of him. The other apostles reacted to this request by becoming indignant toward James and John. But the teacher explained it to them this way of what he really means. He said, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. Now the apostle John tells us in John chapter 2, verses 3 through 6, the way we may be sure we're keeping his commandments. This is what the great saint writes. Whoever keeps them, the love of God is perfected in them. They live just as he lived. And he further writes, those who say they know him but do not keep his commandments are liars. Very strong words from John. Jesus explains about the importance of keeping these requirements. He says, if you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. He further tells us, whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. Simply stated, following these commands are what we were created for because Jesus is the master of all of our lives. Now, the secular world is trying to take these commands of Jesus out of our lives. They want us to ignore and forget him. There are many examples here to think about. Prayer has been removed from public institutions. The media seldom makes any references to God. Mass shootings, gun violence, protests, and riots are common now. Politicians and news media promote hatred of others as normal behavior. And right is now wrong, and wrong is often right. At the root of all this activities is the failure to follow the commandments of Jesus. This is as if we only take Jesus out of a box in our souls for an hour at Mass on the weekends. And then when we leave Mass, we walk away, returning to the influence of the evil one. We can never forget that our whole being was created by God. We wouldn't be here but for him. We owe him our very existence, every breath, every heartbeat, and everything that we do. The bottom line is this: we owe Jesus the love he wants from us by keeping his commandments. As we said earlier, there are two messages from John's Gospel today that Jesus gave at the Last Supper. The second message is about the third member of the Holy Trinity, the Holy Spirit. The teacher says that if we keep his commands, he will give the Holy Spirit, the advocate, the truth, the paraclete, to be with us always. The Holy Spirit will guide us in all of our thoughts, words, and actions, keeping us focused on the will of Jesus. This third member of the Trinity gives us his constant inner presence so we can maintain our obedience to our Lord and Savior. Our tendency to live according to the flesh will be gone forever. The world cannot accept the Spirit of truth because it neither sees nor knows him. Mrs. Mack was such a sweet lady to us Easton boys, we were compelled to listen to her commands and behave ourselves. We passed on any temptations because the pleasure was not worth the potential wrath from our parents. The truth be told, that Mrs. Mack had a soft side to her. She let us stay up late sometimes, and she let us raid the pantry for some of those snacks that we all enjoyed.